concerned friends of WBAI is going to help get people through hard periods when they're out of work. It's going to help them politicalize and organize sound equipment. It's going to pay for all the work that we have to do.
Brother,
we need to raise much money for the organizing end. And then a little bit down the road tonight, we'll have a report on how we're going to be trying to hold and organizing elections in the various local advisory boards and other things that we'll also need to raise money for down the road. So pass forward whatever you can. Thank
hello,
you.
Brother.
Hello.
Brother, hello.
We're going to go into the... Okay. I wanted to give you some website addresses. Did you get them already?
No.
Some said no. www.wbai.net. Please repeat after me so everybody can hear. www.wbai.net. Next one. www.pacifica.org. The last website is www.glib.com. Thank you. You know, some people want to make WBAI the turning into WBAI. So we're planning to stop that, right? In this section, we're going to have questions and discussion from the floor for around 15 or 20 minutes. And then we're going to go back and have more reports, including we'll close with Amy Goodman at the end of the evening. So,
before we go on, I'm not asking for the address of the numbers for Bessie Wash, the executive director of Pacifica National Board. Her number is 888-770-4944, extension 348. Or 349. Her email is bmw@pacifica.org. And that's like the car. bmw@pacifica.org. So you can send some information to her.
We'd also like to thank. There are a couple of national board members who are taking stands on our side. I would especially like to thank Leslie Kagan. Also, Beth Lyons. They're up against a lot of odds on that board. Okay. Anybody have any questions? Or comments? You got 2 minutes each. Why don't you come to the front and use the mic so people can hear you? Let's not stand on ceremony here, but we're going to cut you off after. Try to give it to 1 minute if you can. If you have to, we'll have another minute. And introduce yourselves, please.
Hello, can you hear me in the back? I'm Wilbur Pete from Arise. My group stands for Americans Removing Injustice, Suppression, and Exploitation. Now, tonight we're talking about you've got to go through a lawsuit, and it's very difficult, and people are afraid, which I understand. But something you forgot. 200 years ago, Tom Paine told the American people, it's absurd for an island, Great Britain, to rule a continent, North America. So the continent rebelled and overthrew the island. Today, you got 95% of the people slaves to 5% or less. It's absurd. So tonight, you've got thousands of people here in this audience saying, we want BAI to be our radio station, not a handful of lapdogs for the capitalists and the rich who run this country. So what do? You don't set up an advisory board. You set up a WA board of directors run by the people who contribute and work at WBAI. And there's proposals here for anyone who hasn't seen it. Look at it. We can constitute it tonight. Bernard, Avery, and others can set up an ad hoc committee. Okay, I'm ending. And you can do it tonight, and then you can set a date. We'll go down, and we'll make it our radio station again. Non-violently, but we'll just take it over. That's all. And then go to the courts. The courts never listen to you.
My name's David Riker. I'm a filmmaker, and I'm a longtime listener and supporter of WBAI. And every year, I reach into my measly pocketbook and I put up money. And every year, I understand it's a listener supported. But I believe the only way forward now is that it be listener and community control. We need to somehow move from being supporters to being in control. I don't know what that means. I don't know if it means we have to buy it out, own it, or run it. But I do believe this, that they are using the crisis against us to take control. And we have to show as listeners that we are able to run this thing ourselves. So I want to move into a position of community control of BAI, and I'm with you till the end.
All right.
Besides the lawsuits, we have to criminally charge wherever possible. If they have been locking the mail up so that a grandpa couldn't get at his mail to send the Christmas cards to prisoners, as had been promised, that's a federal crime, as I understand it, denying the flow of the mails. Criminally charge the national board, and it doesn't hurt to use whatever publicity you can. These poor prisoners, they can't get their Christmas cards. One of you think, lay it on as thick as you can, use everything, aim for the jugular, and keep on.
Hi, I'm Lucy Herschel. I'm with the campaign to end the death penalty. And I just want to bring in... Bernard said you cut into my time. I just want to say that, you know, coming from one of the groups that, you know, actually gets a voice to thousands of people because of WPAI, what an important, you know, instrument it is, and how I think that there's no coincidence that at a time when more and more people are moving to action, we are actually beginning to threaten, you know, the system when it comes to things like a death penalty, that this is the time that WBAI is under attack. And I can't tell you how many times I've gone to demonstrations and asked people, well, how'd you hear about the demonstration? I've heard WBAI this morning, you know, and it happens again and again. And I don't know how many people in this city would have known who Shaka Zangwill was. You know, an innocent man put to death in Texas. How many people would have known who he was if it wasn't for WBAI?
Do I rescind now, take back my pledge that I made for a 175 premium for the Remember the Slavery package, because I refuse to have my money being used for purposes that I have no knowledge of, or my consent is not taken in any consideration, nor is yours. Thank you.
Challenging corporate power, and I suggest that other organizations think of doing the same thing.
Just a quick announcement. Apparently, Grandpa Lewis has lost his reading glasses or misplaced them. So they're in a white case. They're thin glasses, thin frame glasses in a white case. So, just
Michael,
if you happen to see anything like that, please let us know up front. Thank you. And if anybody needs more sign-up sheets, they're up here. So please, I'll bring them back to you right now. Okay, so let's hear everybody's voice.
Hello, my name is Benjamin. I am with the Grassroots Leadership Caucus of the Amadou Diallo Coalition, and African education, and I should be involved. There is a lot to say. We don't have enough time to say that, but we will meet again. We will see more. We are stunned, of course. We are hurt in our hearts and hearts. We hardly started beginning the process of recovering from what happened in Florida when we were beaten down again to the ground with what happened at BAI. So anyway, let me focus on something. A lot, even the producers who've been there 20 years, 10 years, whatever, some of them still proclaim like ignorance. Oh, I'm not sure, we don't really know what's going on, you know, as a pretext not to take action. And the way they walk by the people out in the cold, oh, we are so sorry for Bernard and Mimi, God bless them, good luck, you know, but I have my show to do. This, and the way they did not support the sister stations when they were struggling, all this, it's a big lesson for only the night people really were telling us what was happening. So it's a big lesson for everybody to understand that without a united foundation, you are broken. So right now, I think riding and being in the streets is nice, although we don't have the 10,000 people that Berkeley has. So we have, I think, to concentrate on the charter. We need a copy of the charter. What is BAI? What is the charter? What are the bylaws? We need to know what those are. What are the contents of the lawsuits? How can we support the lawsuits? So we have to be very concrete and very specific. And the producers, who are the producers for and who are the producers against? Let's define the battle lines. Thank you.
Fighting AIDS, from Democracy Now! To the Morning Show, to Health Action, to the Evening News, and it'd be a shame if we lost that outlet. It's been very useful in helping to organize large demonstrations like Crash the Market. But one thing I want to say is that when we're fighting this enemy that we have with the Pacifica Board, that we have to really be clear about the enemy. And here's a little story about the character of the new station manager. I went down after receiving a call last Friday night to WBAI when I heard that the locks were being changed. There were a number of us that were gathered there. We asked the new station manager, Eutrice Lee, will the on-air teach-in that was planned for Saturday morning go ahead as usual? And she responded, "Well, ask Bernard and Amy." And we all know that the next morning, Bernard received his notice. So clearly, this is how this woman operates. She can't answer a question in a straightforward way. So, anyway, I just want to close by saying I think it's extremely important that we organize mass demonstrations and get out in the streets and talk to all of our friends and really work to keep this nation alive.
I just need 30 seconds. When I did my show Saturday, my wife, who was here, said she was too emotionally upset by what was happening to come down there. So she was at home. After I finished the show, Rita Marksman, Samori's widow, who is very friendly with my wife and often goes to the church where my wife works, she called. They spoke for about a half hour, and I want to ask you all the question that Rita asked my wife. Did Samori die in vain? Oh, yeah.
My name is Joyce Cadu. I've been a member of WBAI BAI for 40 years. And during that time, Bernard White has been an integral part of my life in terms of listenership. He's told about, he's part of the epitome of what Pacifica means, of what Blue Hill wanted in terms of community operations and involvement on every level, national, local, etc. I felt like a knife had been jammed in my heart when I heard that announcement about the firing of Sharan and Bernard and Janice. I feel that we're gonna win. But I think that we have to make sure that we set up an escrow account or some kind of way.
There. Okay, you're getting there now. That's what I'm talking about.
The board, National Board, can't hijack our money and use it to torture us and keep us from the tour.
Sharona Jones. I'm a listener, and I also work the tally room whenever we have a fundraising drive. I would like to ask of the panel, please break down what you mean by playing the race card so there was no misunderstanding with anybody that's in this room today. I would also like to know if we are still going to continue to protest in front of Epstein, Becker, and Green. And I would like everybody in this room to know, most of you are old enough to remember the 60s and how we fought against the war in Vietnam. Well, whatever energy you have left, you better cough it up and get ready to use it again.
We are all activists. We are all very special people. And we are all speaking power as truth to power. We are all unique. We are all creations of God. There is only one of us, only one of each of us in this world. And we are all powerful, and we are going to win this struggle. The government for the corporations and by the corporations must perish from the earth. The first producer I ever met at WBAI was Ayn Rand. A few minutes later, I met Christopher Koch and Dale Miner, and they were worried about what the complexion of WBAI was at the time. Well, if they were here today, and they are here today, they are very proud of the work they did. And not only do I hear the voices of Samori Marksman and Sam Jolke and Mr. Chestnut and Amy Goodman in my head, but those voices are our voices. They are our voices because we all must be one. And if George Bush sends motherfuckers out together, let's do what the kids did in Seattle. Let's all be leaders. Let's all be the leaders. Let's all be the activists and not allow them to single any of us out. And unfortunately, Quislings are produced on the production line. What more can I say? I don't know if the Utrice has a serial number on her butt. Okay, see you later.
Answer one of the questions. We're not only going to continue picketing at Epstein Bar or Epstein Becker, but we're going to expand it to include the other corporations and law offices and Wall Street firms that the other members of the Pacifica National Board are part of. And for that, we need people to show up. And we're going to. So on that, for that reason, we're going to move into the other section. People should stay online if you'd like to, for we have to move into this other section now to talk about the things that we can do, and we'll come back to comments and questions a little bit later, and we will close later on with Amy Goodman and Robert Knight. Oh, and all the signature sheets, if you haven't seen any on the floor, with Not that many, we have most of them. But please pass them forward and bring them up. Thank you.
And I know that a lot of you are very interested in all this information, but you're anxious to find out what you can actually do. So I'm going to introduce Dina Colbert. She's going to share with you information about the committees that are existing, and she'll just give you that more information and tell you what you can do with it. If you just start passing those cards out, everybody should be able to get a card. Just pass some to the back rows as you go. Please, somebody walk up and pass some of those cards back. Thank you. Okay, I'm Dina Colbert.
Find your fingerprints.
I'm an obsessive listener, and I'm a co-producer of a City Watch segment of the Same Boat Coalition, because we're all in the same boat together. I also happen to be one of many people who are concerned friends of WBAI. 3 months ago, a group of us started meeting, and we've been meeting ever since then. Nobody makes decisions. We are just a group of listeners like you, and we very much want you to join us. I'm going to list the committees that we work on. And if you are interested, would you please put your name, address, telephone number, email, any way that we can contact you with the committee that you're interested in working on. If you're not sure which committee and you want any committee, put down any committee. But let us know what you want, and we will follow up. So after you've filled out your cards, start sending your cards forward and leave them on the table here. The committees are the following committees. There's an action committee. There's an outreach committee. There's a media committee. There's an elections committee. There's a research committee, and there's a financial committee. I'm going to repeat that. Is there anybody who can't hear me? I'm going to repeat the committees. Try and decide how you can help. All of us are in this together. None of us can do it with a small group of people working. We need all of you to be educated and to go out into the community and help us. The committees are, each committee, well, in a few minutes I'm going to have a member of each committee talk, but we're trying to get the process going. Okay, so what I'm going to do now, instead of repeating the committees, is as somebody talks, you'll know whether or not you're interested in that. Ursula, you're doing action and outreach.
The action committee is a committee that works on direct actions. That means, in this case, it means the demonstrations, the pickets. We need people that will be interested in making flyers to set out the demonstrations to get the flyers copied, to give out information to people when they walk by so they know what this is about. Also flyers explaining who the board members are and the information that everybody needs to get. We do have that information that needs to be sent out. We need people that will make banners and posters so that our demonstrations look good and have an impact, so they'll attract the media. And we need people who will work on the logistics of organizing these demonstrations. The outreach committee is a process by which we're trying to build coalitions of organizations throughout the city. We heard some good feedback from organizations tonight, and that was very encouraging. And we need to continue to have the organizations organize people to come to the pickets and the demonstrations, and to send letters and contact the foundation so that we have more than individuals, but we have whole systems. of contacting the foundation. So we need people who will help reach out to the community and build these coalitions. We also need people to work on phone trees so that when something happens, we have a very system, a quick communication system to reach a lot of people very quickly. After this meeting, I will be up here. If anybody would like to speak to me, please feel free to come and speak to me. Also, there's a hotline number. You can also notify us that way. And again, that number is 800-825-0055. 800-825-0055. The next committee is media. Tom?
Hi. We really need a lot of people for the media committee because what our focus has been, I don't know if you've seen, if you've been to some of the other things that are connected with this, and as well as what you've seen tonight, you've seen handouts, flyers, and things like that. What we're talking about is getting a bunch of people together who know how to really create media in different forms that will support our actions. We're talking about everything from video to film to puppetry to any kinds of agitprop actions that people can think of. Ways to use the internet, people who are interested in writing, people who are good at writing skits, people who are good at stand-up comedy, people who are good at dancing. I mean, anyone who can make creative input into forming and helping us to form a set of materials that can enhance our ability to communicate our message effectively to the public, as well as drawing attention to the struggle as it's going, are welcome to join. Songs are great. Songs, yeah, music. Okay, so there you go. If you want to sign on the media committee, please write it down. I'll be available afterwards to talk to you about various things that we might have in mind of what we're going to do. Thanks.
When this segment ends, before the evening is over, we're going to assign different parts of the room for the different committees so you can talk to people directly. But in the meantime, let's go to the next committee, which is the Elections Committee. Carolyn?
Hi, I'm Carolyn Burden. We're talking about the Elections Committee. We are. We're going to have elections sooner or later, and we hope sooner. KPFA has spent 2 years developing an elections process.
For people louder.
KPFA spent 2 years, can you hear me now? Developing an elections process for the local advisory boards, and we are going to do the same here. KPFC in LA is doing the same. So there is a committee to develop a process and see to it that, in fact, we have people who are democratically elected. We want to set a model of accountability at the local level and project it on and up, because sooner or later, when we win our lawsuits, we're going to be asked to send people who have been democratically selected and elected to the national board. So any of you who want to work on this process, it's going to be long and there's a lot of work to do. Police caucus, after the meeting, will be up here, and we will talk about it then. Otherwise, if you want to leave a number and a phone number, you can call. You want to do the, all right, fine. So with the cards, that will be enough. Okay, Elections Committee, thank you.
Okay, Research, Jim.
Good evening. My name is Jim Dingman. I've been working in the research committee for the past couple of weeks, but I should add that this struggle did not start a few months ago. It's been going on for 5 years.
Amen.
In New York, and 7 to 8 years throughout the whole system. So, one of the things we want to do is educate the people, the public, about the complexities of this issue. Because remember, as much as people have problems with some of the people over there, some close friends of mine are over in that building at 120 Wall Street. So I ask that as this continues and this process goes on, people keep their minds open and keep an open attitude and try to learn how complicated this big mess is, because it just didn't start overnight. Now, one of the things that Bernard mentioned earlier that is important to further emphasize is that several years ago, the Pacifica National Board discussed selling BAI and KPFA and making about $170 million out of that deal, and then essentially buying stations down in the south. And that you did not know as listeners. All right, so that's one thing you have to ask yourselves as this crisis evolves, what internal governance inside every Pacifica station has to change so that you, the listeners who pay for 80% of the money, are not bamboozled because people are unwilling to talk about this openly. Because that's what's happened. Now, I will be on the spot here. We started work. Epstein, Becker, and Green, one point to add about them. They are a tough, ruthless foe. Don't make any mistake about it. They've won one law case of one of their partners in Southern California. They're suing this woman because she decided to sue them for being overworked as a trial attorney. And she had a nervous breakdown. And this is the kind of stuff they specialize in. They specialize in going after people in HMO situations and disability situations and taking their disability claims away from them. And that's the firm that John Murdoch is on. Okay? So, and he's the member of the board. He's a member of the gang of 8 or 10, because whatever our differences are, and there are many that have to be worked out with everybody involved in all this, there has to be a change of all these board members. They have to be overthrown, and their lackeys throughout the system overthrown with them.
Do I need a Joe Stewart?
What we're doing is we're doing in-depth research dossiers on all the board members. Okay? That's what I need your help with.
Well, Stewart, financial.
Thanks. I'm representing. My name is Stuart Lawrence, and I represent the financial community.
All right. Translate for him. His name is Stuart Lawrence.
Great, a big crowd. The finance committee is dealing with the financial needs of this newly born organization, Concerned Friends of WBAI. As you heard, it's been around for, it's just been formed in the last few months, and there are a lot of expenses involved in what we've been doing, flyers, the posters, the sound, you know, demonstration permits and things like that. But we're also looking forward to raising money for WBAI, but not in a way that would go through the control of Pacifica National Management. And that's a demand that I've heard over and over again. You're hearing people say, we need an escrow account, we need to take the money out of the hands of Pacifica. We know that this is going to be a very, very difficult fundraising drive for WBAI because of the concerns that many, many people are going to have about contributing when they don't know what the dollars are going to be used for. So what was done in the KBFA area in the last year was setting up a listener's fund. And the listener's fund, under the control of an advisory committee of listeners, provided funds for the normal operational expenses at KBFA, but not with a portion of that money going through to the national expenses and not going through the books that Pacifica has control over. If that's something that you think might apply to your concerns, watch for announcements and keep calling the hotline and watch our the leaflets that we'll have, the websites. Because when we get this organized, and it will take some legal organization and some work perhaps with the charitable organization that can make this a tax-deductible contribution, we will announce it, and we'll be looking for your checks to the Listener's Fund. And you can have confidence that if you donate to the Listener's Fund, that that money's not going to pay for a union-busting law firm, it's not going to pay for a locksmith, and it's not going to pay for consultants. Thanks.
Okay, I need to just wrap this up. The committees again are action, outreach, media, elections, research, financial. Now, I want to make clear that concerned friends of WBAI include Leslie Kagan and Beth Lyons, who are on the national board, but who have been a part of our group. They started it for us. The advisory board, the local advisory board, the LAB, it's called, Local Advisory Board, LAB, is part of Concerned Friends. A lot of producers are part of Concerned Friends, and a lot of listeners. So, there's a place for you. Somebody just came up and asked if they could start another group for healers. And my response was, if people want to start a separate group, that's fine, but somehow coordinate it with us. That's what the coordinating committee is about. It's not about control. It's about each of you taking your own actions that you can do best and help it in the process. But the coordinating committee is just that. It's here to coordinate what is going on. Thank you. Did anybody not get a card that wants a card? Okay, we'll pass those along. We also want Ursula to come up to do some phone numbers in case you didn't get them. And Kamala wants to talk.
All right, we got some good energy. We're rolling. But let me make something very clear. We need to fight on whatever level you have. Because you need to get on that telephone. Let me give you some numbers. And I'm not joking. A to Z all day long, coffee breaks while you're at work, go out in the office and call, right? Keep them busy. Oh, by the way, there's a lawyer group. I think that some guy named Murdoch. We're going to give those numbers. But remember, the switchboard, even if you can't get through, keep them plugged up. 209-212-209-2800. The call-in line, 212-209-2900. The fax, 212-747-1698. Fax them 1,000 times and ask them how they're doing.
Who's fax is this?
Yeah.
All right, listen. Those are all WBAI telephone numbers, and they need to keep the sustained pressure on. They need to keep the sustained pressure on. If your finger's tired of dialing, get a friend, have them sit in, promise them some food or something. All right? Also,
what's your business down there? What's your business number?
Okay. I'm going to give them all one more time. Let me give them all, but let me also give you John Murdoch's number.
Yeah.
202-861-0900. 212-861-0900. Now that's where he is. 202. 202. That's Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.
Also, David Acosta, David Acosta is the chair of the board, 713-926-4604. 713-926-4604. The number to the switchboard, 212-209-2800. 212-209-2800. The number to the call-in line, 212-209-2900. 212-209-2900.
What's the back?
Let me see if I have that number. Also, all right, Bessie Wash's number, 770. I was thinking that record by the time. 770-4944, extension 348. That's 888-770-4944, extension 348. And if you want a fax number, that's 202-884-0860. That's 202-884-0860. There are several approaches to applying pressure. We do not need to use one or two. We need to use all of them consistently and constantly across the board. Let me also say in my parting statement that this is more than pain. I spent Monday morning with tears in my eyes because a friend was under attack. Now, I'm not a crying kind of guy, but I understand the significance of WBAI. And we must fight to our last breath to protect it. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right, so let us move on. I want to bring up right now Bob Lederer, and he's going to give you some nuts and bolts. Bob.
Bob.
I'm one of the producers at WBAI. I run the volunteer staff. I'm the co-producer of the Health Action Program, along with Kathy Davis and Nicholas Cimarelli. And I'm going to give you a little update on the climate at this moment inside the repressive cauldron that is today, the WBAI that we have known and loved for many years. Right now, there is a climate of fear that's been instituted by the new management. There are people who are personal bodyguards of Patrice Lee that she describes when asked about them as merely a few friends of mine who volunteered to help out because of the concerns over my security and the equipment at the station that there was some threat to. People are questioned as to whether they belong there. There are all kinds of rules and regulations as to who can come and go. For instance, a memo that's been posted says that please allow for the minor inconvenience of having to be let in and for having to schedule when you come to WBAI. After 6 p.m., admittance will be permitted only if your name appears on a WBAI schedule list. Now, this, folks who have not been there don't know that for the entire 40 years of this station's existence, we who are producers, and definitely the listeners as well, have had free access because this is our community station. We don't need anyone regulating it, but that is all a thing of the past. On top of that, there's a memo circulated from Utrecht Lee, dated December 22nd, that says, please be advised that the following individuals, Valerie Venice, Bernard White, and Sharon Harper, are no longer staff at WBAI and no longer authorized to enter the BAI premises. Any permitting or facilitating their entry into the premises will be subjected to disciplinary action. This is a climate of fear being created. And as some speakers mentioned earlier, One of the results of the manipulative tactics of the Pacifica National Board and their staff has been to create divisions within the staff, to use the pre-existing differences of opinion and personality clashes to change, to support this change. And so yesterday, Utrecht Lee called a staff meeting. And what was exciting about this staff meeting was that despite all of our differences and all of the cross currents and all of the personalities, that virtually as one group, we came together around certain bottom line issues, which we spent 3 hours interrogating her about, and she gave largely non-answers to our questions. And in a nutshell, they had to do with number one. She has repeatedly said that, and emphasized at great length in this meeting, that we producers who are continuing to inform the listeners about this outrageous corporate takeover this weekend, and about the politics and history of the Pacifica National Board, are abusing the trust of the listeners. She said that this kind of behavior is immature, you've got to start acting like adults, and this has got to stop. When she was specifically questioned, are you announcing today the reimposition of a gag rule, which is the rule that some stations have had in the past, prohibiting discussion of internal matters, she simply repeated like a mantra, I expect you to exercise judgment as adults. In any case, just two more things. We also interrogated her about the firings without any cause and with no notice of Bernard White and Sharan Harper as to who was responsible, why that happened. She said that Bessie Wash made the decision and that she didn't know the reason. And when I asked her, you were with Bessie Wash for 2 days over the weekend in the station. Didn't you ask her the reason? She said, we had many important matters to deal with. She said, I'm going to be finding out in the next few days, and then, you know, we'll see. But it wasn't my call, despite the fact that Bessie Wash told David Rothenberg on Saturday that, in fact, it was Utrecht's call. We finally raised the issue of the bannings of our dear colleagues who've been volunteer producers for many years, Janice K. Bryan, Serene Roberts, Rachel Barr, and Eileen Sutton, and insisted on some justification. She said it was a private personnel matter and she could not disclose the reasons. Go ask the people themselves. But those people were given no reason. So as a result of all of these issues, we insisted on having, and there were very strong presentations, particularly by Alambe Graf, who addressed her as a fellow colleague in the African community, and said he respected and worked with her for many years, but what she had done was absolutely beyond the pale.
All right.
She insisted, but we could not vote on it. Finally, when she left the room, we held the vote, and the vote was to demand that Pacifica reverse the firings of Bernard and Sharan, and that all of the bannings be stopped and reversed.
Yes.
It passed, 20 in favor, 0 opposed, and 2 abstentions. So we are starting to come together as a community of producers who will not be
struggle is about. You've seen it come black, white, queer, any kind of way.
they will use anyone or anybody to subvert our actions. We cannot give up. All those people who call themselves anonymous listeners, come on out of those closets. We need you right now. We appreciate your money, but we need you right now. One thing I remember from the 60s is the spirit of the people is greater than advanced technology.
Hi, everybody. I'd like to introduce our band and proud and distinguished news reporter, Eileen Sutton, is going to talk to us about the streamer strike. Another really important thing that we need people to support.
Thank you very much. January 12th would have been my third year in the news department, but I have to say, being banned by the likes of the current regime is one of the proudest moments of my life. I was also involved earlier in the year in organizing what's referred to as the Stringer Strike. Dozens of reporters from around the country and around the world went on strike on January 31 of this year against Pacifica Network News.
Yeah.
It followed Dan's reassignment and Verna's having been forced out, and the action followed an extraordinary chronology of censorship that was rampant throughout this network. The Stringers turned off their computers and said, we're not going to sell our labor to Pacifica Network News anymore because this isn't free speech radio as far as we're concerned. The action has galvanized the progressive community across the country. Thousands of unionists, scholars, artists, writers, folks like Noam Chomsky, Angela Davis, Alice Walker, a solid gold list of folks who have supported this strike action. Many, many progressives continue to boycott Pacifica Network News. If you notice that PNN is strangely a little bit more pro-corporate and pro-establishment, it's partly because Jan is gone and Vernon is gone, and partly because many, many reporters who reported for PNN for years left the network overnight. One of the most exciting outcomes of this strike has been something called Free Speech Radio News, which the striking reporters have now produced for 10 months. It has now been distributed to 41 affiliate stations across this country. This is a very important broadcast. It's also available on the internet. It's consistently flown under the radar of Pacifica censors, and if the current regime at BAI gags this station, it's going to be one of the last remaining vehicles to get the story out about what we're dealing with here in New York.
It
can be heard locally, unfortunately, only over the internet.
And that address is?
You can go to the SavePacifica.net site, and it will take you to the strike site. Finally, in closing, I want to say, hours before I heard of my banning, I was preparing a kind of resignation letter. As far as I'm concerned, this station is now being run by Pacifica Management. I cannot, in good faith, work for BAI at this point because it would make me a scab. Thank you.
Can everybody hear me okay?
Yeah.
A little earlier, Bernard elaborated on something. He said that there was a possibility that the race card would be played, and some people didn't understand what he meant. One of the situations that occurred is that there were some people that were asked by Utrice from the United African Movement to stand as bodyguards. And if I'm not mistaken, also, I believe it was 100 black officers in law enforcement, the group.
No cops.
What that potentially does is cause a rift within the black community itself. This is very serious because An example of the magnification of such a rift, just look over on the entrance to the African continent, and you can see the total escalation of a form of tribalism that pits two people that look alike against each other.
Right.
You know that here in the United States, in the African American community, we have had a number of struggles with a number of ideologies within that framework. Now, this is the first case that I can think of in recent history in this region where you have the potential of people confronting one another that previously may have been on the same page moving in the same direction. Constantly, Utrecht's intellectual ability is brought to bear. I'm a student of intellect, and it suggests to me either raw logic was applied and wisdom ignored, or there was perhaps an ulterior motive. My plea to you is to understand that sophistication of approach to struggle suggests that you must see those techniques and at the very least not encourage them, especially the African Americans, the black people in here. We have struggled long and hard, and we understand what that can do, and we cannot fall privy to that. So that is what Bernard was talking about the race card being played, because you know in this town we have a lot of philosophies. So please pay close attention and understand what that can evolve into and move judiciously. So let me now ask. All right, he's there.